Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I'm so glad that all of you are here to share in the bounty that the Lord has for us. He's been talking to us about various aspects of the gospel that are important to receive, to know, to understand, to believe, so that we might progress to the place that he's calling us to. I want to thank the Lord for the work he's been doing in the lives of the saints, bringing them to the realization that he is God. Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian, Protestant, non-denominational, international church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that is, wherever you may be. And we also meet on Sunday as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that is in your time zone. We invite you to join us and to celebrate the word of the Lord with us. It's a privilege and a joy to serve the Lord and to serve his people. Now, our webpage is MiracleInternetChurch.com, MiracleInternetChurch.com, and we invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage. When you use your browser to find MiracleInternetChurch.com, and the page comes up, across the top at the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. If you're on a tablet or a laptop or a computer, click that link, MIC Radio Chat. And when the page changes, click Guest. When it changes again, sign in using your own name. That's right, your name. One of those names that can be found on your birth certificate, and with your greeting for the saints, and the saints will respond to you in love. Amen? Now, if you're on a cell phone, use your browser to find MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. Click the three white lines. Amen? Click the three white lines. It will open up all the other links to you, and you may click MIC Radio Chat and use the directions that you just heard and received. Amen. We welcome you all in the name of the Lord, and we are grateful and thankful for everything the Lord is doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. A special note to Sister Jackie B from Pastor, God keeps his word. Amen? God keeps his word. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said it, and will he not bring it to pass? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, God is great and greatly to be praised. And we give him praise. Amen? We give him praise. We want to thank the Lord for all he is and what he's doing all over the world. God is moving in the hearts of his people all over the world and over people that are yet to come into the body of Christ. They're doing things that God would have them to do, but they haven't become Christians in the true sense of the word. But that will happen. That will happen. God will bring that about. Amen. God will bring that about. So don't be discouraged because things aren't always looking the way you think they will. And things change. Situations change. Circumstances change. Events change things. God changes things. So be hopeful, because God is ultimately in control. Amen? God in control. You know, I was thinking the other day and talking to the Lord about some of the things that we see in the young people these days. And I was addressing the Lord from the point of him being the head of the parenthood ministry. Amen? Now, many of you are parents, and some of you grandparents, and you know the great lengths that you will go to help your child or your grandchildren. Well, God does exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So he's going to go to great lengths to deal with this present generation and the one before it and the one before it and as many as it takes. Amen? He's not letting people off the hook that are flying down a main street, uncovering breasts that don't belong to them, that they had to purchase, that don't go with their birth gender. Amen? He doesn't think that's cute. In case anybody was wondering, you can tell the Pope the pastor said it. God does not think that that's cute. Amen? God does not think that that is cute. They might think it's cute on the White House lawn, but God doesn't think that. Amen? So, I'm looking for better days ahead. Probably more difficult and more challenging days, nonetheless, better days. Amen? We've offered up to the Lord more than 1 year, I've lost track now, of adjudications concerning issues that he's brought across my path that he wants to act on. God answers prayers, we know. And your lives are a display of what he can do. You are not the people you were when you first came to this ministry. You're another person now. Aren't you glad? Amen. Praise the Lord. God has power that people don't realize he has. Oh, you read it in the Bible, but it didn't sink in yet. Well, you see, I'm believing for it to start sinking in, not just in the lives of the believers, but in the non-believers as well. They don't honor God the way they ought to, and many of them don't honor him the way they were taught to. But you see, I'm looking for God to step in and deal with those same people, people whose grandmothers and grandfathers and mothers and fathers and aunties and uncles prayed for them, and they're still out there in the world acting like they don't know there is a God. I'm looking for God to deal with those people, and it does not matter to me which set of circumstances he has to use to get through to them, as long as they finally acknowledge him and begin to allow him to deal even further with them. Because there isn't an awful lot of time left on this planet for humans. There is a day we're going to all have to answer. And when the Holy Spirit takes the believers out of the earth, you don't want to be here. So I'm looking for God to do some things that we've been asking and believing and knowing he would do for a long time. The believers that came before us and are now in that great cloud of witnesses are still believing to see. So don't get discouraged about anything. We have much more ahead of us than was behind us. We have a lot more ahead of us. And this is not the time to be weary in well-doing. This is not the time to be centered on self. This is the time to keep our eyes focused on the Lord, because God is moving mightily in the earth. You see, everything God does is not in the New York Times, and it's not necessarily in the Washington Post or in the Wall Street Journal. But it is in the Word of God. Amen? God is doing a lot. And if we would give him more faith, we would see it sooner. Thank you very kindly for that. Amen? Amen. If we would choose to grow up and come out of these babyish, childish ways that some of us have clung to, God would be pleased. Amen? He tells us to put away childish things, childish attitudes, childish mindsets, backwardness, confusion, all these kinds of things. He tells us to get rid of it. All these fears that for years God has been saying, get rid of them. But then you want to do a teaspoon at a time when he's going, no, all at once. Let's get finished with this. God's not playing. And you're going to get in trouble if you keep dragging your feet. Miracle, you cannot drag your feet with God. That day is over. Amen. Cannot drag your feet with God. You just cannot. It's a no such thing kind of thing. You're either going to get on track and keep going with God, or you're going to wish that you had. And that's just the truth. So now, Pastor has come to remind you of what was said in Sunday's sermon. God's called us out on hypocrisy. God has called us out on insecurities. God has called us out on the flesh. Yes, and other things. And he means for us to keep working with him on these issues till we get free. He means it. He means it. We've been called to freedom, and he didn't die in vain. Amen? So let's get on it. This is not a time to sit down and say, well, I did that. That's not going to fly with the Holy Spirit. It's just not. I did two things that's not going to fly with the Holy Spirit. And since he's the one that takes us from earth to heaven, I would suggest you line up with him. You see, saints, you can't serve God just any kind of way, however you feel like doing it. You feel like it on Monday, but you don't feel like when you get off work, you don't feel like it. But maybe you'll feel like it by Sunday. No, it doesn't work that way with him. So now let's act like we know what to do, because we do. We do know what's right. It's been put in us. His word has been written on our hearts. So we know what's right. We know what's right. To know what to do. To know the right thing to do, and to do it not is sin. That's what the Bible says. So now let's get up and do right, because we know what's right. He's taught us what's right, and excuses just don't work. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let's remember that not only do we have a Lord to please, we have an example to set to the body of Christ. The life we live, what the decisions we make, what we choose to do and what we don't feel like doing and we're not going to do, that, and we need to know what we're saying to others. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to thank the Lord that he gives us the courage that we need to face life circumstances and to make righteous changes. Amen. Heavenly Father, we hope in you and we place our complete and unswerving trust in you. Thank you for giving us the courage to always be strong. Through the courage you are imparting to us, We know you will make us swifter than an eagle and stronger than a lion. Thank you for this promise and for all the promises of your word, Father. You are the strength of our lives. Therefore, we will fear no one and no situation that might appear to arise against us. We thank you for the fact and the truth that no weapon which is formed against us will ever prosper. Be with us, Lord, and enable us to become a mighty servant of valor in the same way that you empowered Gideon. Thank you for your promise that we will be strong in you and in the power of your might. Thank you for replacing all fear with your courage. Because of your strength at work in our lives, Lord, we will not fear. We know it is your good pleasure to give us your kingdom. Knowing that you are always with us, we will be able now to mock at fear and never to walk in fear again. Encourage us, Lord, as we seek your face, promises of your word. Your word is truth, and you are our mighty buckler because we trust in you. Thank you for courage, Father. Amen. Amen. Saints, I know there are times when all of us have needed courage. But if you're wondering where to find it, his name is Jesus Christ. His name is your Heavenly Father. His name is God the Holy Spirit. We have courage. We just need to trust God for it, don't we? Because he's given us everything that we need. All of our needs have been supplied from the foundation of the world. Amen. Amen. So we need courage. There's plenty of it. He does not have a lack of courage to give us. David found courage. The mighty men that fought with David, they all had courage. Amen? Other people have courage. Saul of Tarsus, Paul, Peter, John, they all had courage. Stephen, Job, there are all kind of manifestations of courage all throughout the Bible. And if we would turn to the scriptures when we feel that we don't have courage, we would find them. Amen? So since God is no respecter of persons, what he's done for them, he will do for us. Yes. Hannah had courage. Deborah had courage. Amen? So now if others have had courage, we can have courage too. We can have courage to rebuke somebody. Amen? We don't have to cower, and we don't have to be passive. We can all have courage. Amen? We can all have courage. God has plenty of courage to go around. So if you don't have any, so you think, and you don't have enough, so you think, there's plenty for you. Amen? There's plenty of courage for you. Take your fair share. Amen. God says we have not because we ask not. So maybe some of us need to do some more asking. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe some of us need to do some more asking. Because God's not running out of courage now or ever. Now or ever. He's never running out of courage. That's just not possible. Amen. So, all that scaredy cat stuff, All that fear of man stuff, all that cowardice and passivity and complacency that we like to hold on to, well, it's got to go. It had to go. It can't stay with us. So remember that big garbage can I gave you a long time ago? It's time to fill it up again. It's time to fill it up again. Fill it up with all of that that's not God. Fill it up with all of that stuff you've been carrying around that's not God. Amen? Because it's going, we're going uphill now. And that stuff is going to drag you back down. You can't drag all of that and make progress going up an incline. So either you ditch it or it's going to pull you back. Your choice. Your choice. Your choice. You can't hold on to all that stuff. You've been dragging it around for too long anyway. You were supposed to get rid of it when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Okay, but you've been dragging it around and you've added some more to it. It's time to let it go. It's time. Actually, it's past time for a lot of you. It's time to get rid of it. You just can't carry that. That stuff's not going to heaven. There's no place there for it. They don't receive that at the pearly gates. You can't drag it in there. So it's got to go. There it is. That's simple. That's not hard to understand. You can't make it through the pearly gates with that stuff. You just can't. Nobody else can take theirs, and you can't take yours. Amen. Now that we understand that, I'm certain we'll do much better now. Praise the Lord. Still holding on to your if I woulda, coulda, shouldas, but that needs to go out too. Praise the Lord. You may stop mourning over all that now. He gives beauty for ashes. But, you know, at some point, the ashes have to go. There's an exchange. If you want the beauty, the ashes have to go. Amen. Amen. He gives you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That means that spirit of heaviness, depression, and oppression, that's got to go because the garment of praise will not cover that up. How about that? Amen. And you already know how to get rid of it. So there you have it. You know what to do. You just have to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anytime you want to stop being depressed, you may do so. You have permission from heaven to stop that. Praise God. You may stop whenever you choose to. That's right. You may stop that whenever you've had a pout on. Well, you know how to stop that. You learned that when you were a toddler, how to stop pouting. You having a pity party, you know how to stop that too. Yes, you do. You feel confused, you know how to put an end to that too, don't you? Well, good. Then let's do that. Praise the Lord. Let's do that. Let's do what we know to do right. Amen? Praise God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've taught us. Thank you that we really do know what to do and that we're going to do it and we're not going to procrastinate anymore. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, even when we attempt to be the weapon. Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We want to thank you that you have already supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's the truth. We know that we should cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. So we do so in Jesus' name. We do so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We hold on to the truth of our healing. We thank you for wrapping us in these blood stripes. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for your joy because your joy is our strength. We want to thank you, Lord, that if we need a new job, we can come to you and ask for one and receive one. We thank you, Lord, that if we need to experience more healing, we can come to you and seek your face and receive. We want to thank you, Lord, that nothing the devil does can overcome us. Because you have given us the overcoming victory, Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Amen. So we have nothing to be discouraged about. We have nothing to be discouraged about. A present challenge, yes, but a challenge to be overcome. A challenge to be overcome. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind forced feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy, microwave weapons, binding of all vibrations, which are demons. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return them onto the heads of the devils that bring them for all eternity. Amen. We bind all trafficking demons, listeners, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar, electronic, digital, technology demons, and their attacks. We bind Leviathan spirits and their attacks, brainwashing Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, sorcery devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust, seducing, womanizing drone spirits and their attacks, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, charmer, and the seducer and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We want to thank you, Lord. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, remote viewing, sonic and audio weapons, targeted radio frequency, pulse weapons, and their attacks, microwave attacks, thank you, Lord Jesus, binding all microwave frequency weapons, 5G, 4G, and all components, and all those weapons coming from what we call outer space and other galaxies, coming from any orbit, coming from any planet or any star, coming from any satellite or group of satellites. We take authority, dominion, and power, and we bind every attack and return it from whence it was sent. In Jesus' name, we bind all attacks coming through the cell towers, through any electronic or technological device, even our cell phones, in Jesus' holy name. We send the attacks back where they come from, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord, for showing your people what they need to know. Thank you for showing your people and bringing us out of darkness. You promised to be our light in darkness, Lord. We thank you for that. We give you the praise. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, targeted radio frequencies, and the pulse weapons. We take authority, dominion, and power over all weaponry that affects our hearing. And the audible part of our being, we protect them under the blood of Jesus. We protect them under the blood of Jesus Christ. We protect them under the blood of Jesus. Sound warfare, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you back from whence you came in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We take authority, dominion, and power over sedating and tranquilizing demons to put people back to sleep. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ, and the sleep that they are releasing upon the saints, we put inside them and lock it in Jesus' name. The sleep that they're putting on the saints to drag them back to sleep and to lull them back to sleep, we lock inside the very demons that bring it, inside them forever, and we lock it in Jesus' holy name. Father, we thank you for stirring up your army. You've got an army that's worldwide, that's bigger than any man-made army ever was or ever will be. We thank you for activating your army even more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Activating your army even more. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that you're bringing, Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The devil thinks that he can use globalists to do anything, but they don't understand that you made the globe. So we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you that no weapon formed against your army shall be able to prosper. Great is the army that carries out his word, the Bible says. So we thank you for the victories that we are yet to walk in. Hey, they've been proclaimed. They've been released from heaven. We thank you that the saints will do the part they've been called to do in your army, Father, that they will not shrink from their call, their purpose, and your intent for their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for rousing your army. Thank you, Lord, for your army standing with you and not defecting from you. We thank you. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, to Jesus. Thank you. Peter had a fall, but not for long. Peter had a fall due to his own weakness, but not for long. But Judas defected. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bind the Havana syndrome, changes, brain changes, injuries.
Runga de da brusha la de diosur le dite rishiti. Rumba baba bruka de bibrisha la de diosala de yakakura. Runda da bruka de diosula le de akar. Rugunda de brisha. Runga de brusha la de diosur. Rigide de brisha la de dios. Rula la de yakar. Rugula de diosur. Rigide de brusha la de diakor. Gia de resi. Rala la diosunda de brusha la de yakatara. Manana in yokunda de brusha la de diosur. Rakakur rikisa. Some of us, Lord, rukotorobare, have incurred injuries due to the attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing every injury. Woo! We thank you for healing every injury, whether it be in our minds, in our souls, in our spirit, in our body. We thank you for healing every injury in Jesus' name, even in our finances. Hey, horele de diasa. Even in our finances, urigia rishika da rabrosa la de diosula la de acarro la de diosu, rela la diosu, rikisa de ribrisha la de diarra la de diosula la de acarra, rike de rabrosa da. Father, we lift up to you the healing of our finances. Oh, rede de eki, rike de diosula la de diasa la de diosula la de ya, rike de diria, rinde rabrosa la de diosula la de ya, rike de diosura, rela la de acarro gunde, rela la de diasa de rabrisha la de diogura. Rala la diosunda da bruca de da break it. Ruka da da brosha la da break it. Ruka da da brosha break it. Rekita da bro. Rala la diosunda da brisha da diosula da ya carra gele le lea. Rala la diosura gita da brosa la da ya kaka kura kita. Ya rekita da merece la diosura la diosura lea kahai. Ya rekita la diosura gita da. Ya rala la diosunda da bruca baba bruca di brisha la diosura robari. Rako kura kia satara. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The reason that I lay also regather Abrosala, Ruga de Abrusha, Kiri Sita Abre, Ruko de Abrisha, Saints, you have to take hold of your victory. You have to possess it before it shows up in the natural. Ruka de Abrusha, Lada Yasar, Raka, Ringa de Abrosala, Yosur, Rugo de Rikisa, Yerrikila, Yosun de Abrisha, hey. For some of you, your breakthrough is here, but you must possess it. Rumba baba rigera la yasanda. Ruka de la brisha la de yosur, kohu rekite la brise. Ruka de la brusa la de yasala la de yosun de la brake de la diya. Reka de la brusha la de yasar, rege de la de yosur la de ya. Runge de la brisha la de yosun de la breke le de yosun de la bre. Raka kurungu duru de la kasa la brisha la de yakai. Raka kurukunde de la brisha la de yosun de la breke. Rala la yosun de la broko, ba, rukunde risi de la bre. Ruka de la brasa la de yasaka, rite, ruku. The robrisa la riasa da bro, ricke di ribrusha la riasa da brocota, yika rile la riasa kende re, kita ramana satara bare, rala la riosura la yasa da broca da brosa la re, ricke di risha kiti rusula la yasa. Yes. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Whew, la ria. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, mind control by the occult. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, right here. Orrekia rosula raria sundra brekidere. Orukuhula lidio sundra brekidere. Rohola laria sar, rukuhula. Darasitra bre. Orrekidere bre. Orrekidere brishere lidio su. Heavenly Father, we know that you are always there for us. Thank you for calling us into fellowship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Not one word of all your good promises has ever failed in our lives, and we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We rejoice in the certain knowledge, Father, that you are our very present help in times of trouble and times of need. Throughout our lives, we have never seen the righteous forsaken, Even when we are lacking in faith, Father, you are always faithful to us. We know you know we are yours. You always hear our cries. You know our ways. You recognize our voice. How we thank you that we are now your servants and you will always deal well with us. Father, thank you for always being faithful to your word. It gives us great confidence to realize that your word will never return to you empty, but it will always accomplish what you desire, and it will achieve the purposes you have in mind. You always have, and we know you always will, faithfully accomplish your purposes in our lives. We know you will keep us, Father. Your word never fails. Thank you for letting us experience your great faithfulness in our hearts and in our souls. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that you are our faithful Father and you will always keep your covenant with us. You, our great and glorious Father, will never permit our foot to be moved. Thank you for never sleeping or slumbering as you watch out for us. We know you are watching out for us even now. Thank you for always being there for us. We rejoice in the knowledge that your mercy endureth forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attack in Jesus' name. We bind every attack and return it to the senders. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, indigenous, tribal, and Latin and Caribbean black and white magic in Jesus' name. And every religion of sorts that's practiced in Haiti in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and we return the attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms. All shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devil, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, and human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. Thank you, Lord. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and spirits of infirmity. We bind Mammon and his agents. And we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, gluttony, and false flags in the name of Jesus. We return to sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamations, pronouncements, vows, root work, or sin against us.
astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us, against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights, returning to sender, or witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website and the app and the broadcast, binding all abortions as a magical ritual, returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such. All tribal witchcraft, especially initiated by shamans and obeda men. All arula de diag, da de diosur rikisa. All Chaldean witchcraft and all Spanish witchcraft, brujeria, binding each coven, cult, conclave, and cabal in the name of Jesus and their finances and their methodology and their doctrines in the name of Jesus and their plans and their schemes and their wiles in the name of Jesus, especially those that come under the umbrella of the Illuminati. We bind them all. We bind NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and other groups of heathen that are following Satan into eternal damnation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We are breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. We are binding superficial religious act and every act of sexual sin. We're binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, signs, magical patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony, binding and caging Poseidon and stripping him of his crowns, powers, and thrones, binding all conjurations of demons, all summonings of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells, potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. Amen. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist, ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, and spirits, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We take authority, dominion, and power of the King of Pride and all of his underlings. We bind them, chain them, send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all of the sacrifices done by the queens of the coast in Jesus' name, by obeda men and shamans. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, idle mind, unfocused mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, all false deities, and on, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet, and his 72 in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their Masonic charters, the rituals of every secret society, and the associated organizations in Jesus' holy name.
We thank you, Lord, for that. They shall not have any power over us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind every spirit that was familiar with the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity, pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. Father, we ask you to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against us, against him, sorry, binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, all EMFs and EMPs, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies, TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to the sins to the mind in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred us to be bound and leave us now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. We take authority, dominion, and power over every demon coming through the computer lines and through our cell phones and any other device in Jesus' name or through someone else's device in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted or imprisoned in the name of Jesus Christ and the January 6th prisoners and all those who were left behind in Afghanistan or some other place. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and we cover our mode of transportation, whatever it may be, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that the distractions and other objects and demons crossing the road do not cross our path in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you've dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. We cover ourselves and our property, Father, with the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over all the demons, day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, all attacks in our dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that protects us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for linking shields with the angels, Lord. We thank you for your praising angels, but most of all, we thank you for your holy presence in our midst. We thank you for that wall of fire. Thank you, Lord, that wall of fire. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, anything sent to us from the demonic realm, and we throw it away in the name of Jesus. We destroy all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all of the forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy all walls of protection, shields of protection around shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, in the name of Jesus Christ, sorcerers, divinators, and liars. We destroy all the powers of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, psychic prayers and thoughts, bewitchments, potions, witchcraft, death, torment, psychic power, pain, destruction, magic, incense and candle burning, incantations, religious ceremonies and rites, root works, hoodoo, voodoo, tribal rituals and sin. We return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We return spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, blindness, bondage, fear, and hate in Jesus' name. We return spirits of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your people are blessed because the blessed one lives in them. We thank you that your people are blessed, Father, because the blessed one lives in them. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Amen. So our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Proverbs 12. And our verse for meditation comes from Psalm 77, verse 14. Thank you for correcting me. Amen. Our featured ebook is Demonologies, Virtual Realities, Technologies, Digital Deliverance Bible Study. Somebody needs to read this book. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about True Religion 2, True Religion TWO. So we're picking up where we left off last time. Amen? Amen. In our last service, we learned about true religion. True religion. So let's go to Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We establish that the religion of the heart does not consist of right opinions or orthodoxy. These matters are not of the heart, but rather of the understanding. One can agree with all of the historical creeds and yet not have true religion, the religion of the heart. True religion of the heart is of value in the sight of God. We learn that it is required of each saint to love our neighbor as ourselves. Your neighbor is not only your friend, your kinsman, or your acquaintance. Your neighbor is every human, every soul which God has made, even if you don't like them. Your neighbor does not exclude those whom you have never seen or never heard of. Neighbor includes those who are evil and unthankful and unholy. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Let me say that again. Neighbor includes those who are evil and unthankful and unholy. Yes, even those who persecute you. We must love them as we love ourselves. God, the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, is willing and able to teach us. Yes, that's right. But do we really want to learn? You know, it's one thing for us to know that we ought to do this. But do we really want to go through the process of learning to do this with God? Only you can answer that. Do you really want to learn that? Or do you just want to give it lip service? You know, that's not going to work with God. That lip service thing, that doesn't work. It's got to be for real. See, he didn't do lip service on the cross when he said, "It is finished." He had actually completed the work when he made the pronouncement. So that lip service thing won't work. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know you didn't want to hear that, but pastor's already said it. It's okay. You'll make it. Just keep on trusting the Lord. Amen. Yes, God, the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, is willing and able to teach us. This love is the fulfilling of the law. Really? Yes. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22. Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to pull this window down while you all turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Amen. So I know you're there now. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. All right. Mark chapter 12, the Gospel of Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 29. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 29. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Verse 31, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than thee." Amen. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Amen. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Verse 10. Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. We might want to ponder that in our pondering time, in our meditation time. We might want to really think about this and search our souls on what we really do believe, not just what we think we believe, what we actually believe. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. That was Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Ah, seriously, Pastor? Yes, seriously.
Jesus meant this. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Wow.
That's a lot to swallow, saints. But we're good. We know when to swallow, don't we? Praise God. Isn't this the sum of Christian righteousness? Doesn't this imply humility of mind, gentleness, meekness, long-suffering? Long-suffering. That's right. That means it lasts more than 20 minutes. Inward righteousness. Well, what do you think? Does outward righteousness spring forth from inward righteousness? You might want to think about that. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. God didn't like that. All right, now we're back in the New Testament. We're going to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. James chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. Amen. Amen. Verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Well, does it? You see, I want you to remember this scripture, James chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. The next time you get into a spat with your spouse or your adult children. Yes, I want you to think about it. I want it to spring up in you. Same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? So the next time you're coming into a disagreement of any kind with your spouse or your adult children, I want you to think about this. Amen? I want you to think about this. Because sometimes We just turn the spout on and let it run. We don't test for what kind of water is coming out. I know you may not have looked at it that way before, but perhaps we all should. Perhaps we all should. We should all consider what's coming out of the spout before we expect someone else to drink it. That's right. Think about it this way. When you open your mouth, what comes out, you put in a cup and you offer it to somebody else to drink. Now, would you drink it? If not, why are you offering it to them? You know, think about it. It's something to think about. If you wouldn't drink it, why? Why are you offering it to them? Okay. I'll let you meditate on that one for a while. It might take a little while, but it'll be okay. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. You know, you get in this little tit-for-tat argument, and you just have to be the one that gets the last word. Well, when that pours out of the fountain of your mouth in that cup, if Jesus were standing there, would you offer it to him to drink? Okay, Jesus is on the cross. That whatever it is comes out of your mouth. Would you hand it to him on a sponge to drink? Would you? Would you do that? Think about it. Would you? I don't know. You have to decide. You have to think about that, because that's the way it sort of is. If what's coming out of your mouth isn't something that you would put on a sponge and hand it to Jesus on the cross as he's dying to refresh his lips, then why are you handing it to anybody else? Okay, we'll go on to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Well, that's what he said. That's what he said. Amen? Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Amen? Amen. Amen. You know, some of us still have not developed proper mouth control. Still open the spigot and just let it run and walk away. And we don't ever think about coming back to turn it off. Amen? But maybe we ought to rethink that situation. Maybe we should. Amen? Maybe we should rethink that. Because love works no evil toward his neighbor, either by word or deed. You see, the Bible, Jesus teaches us to consider our ways. Let me see if I can find that scripture right quick. He tells us to consider our ways. Amen. He says, in Haggai chapter 1, starting at verse 4, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses? And this house, as speaking of the house of God, lie waste. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your way. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe ye, but there is none more. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. So he's saying your prosperity is going down the drain, but you're not considering your ways. Your ways. And you're putting your natural life above the kingdom of God, above the kingdom of heaven. Your priorities are out of order. Amen? Amen. Uh-oh. Let me make a correction. Amen. That's better. Amen. That was Haggai, Haggai, chapter 1, verse 4 through 6. Amen? See, we don't think that all these other things, like how we talk and what we say and the arguments we get into and our attitudes have anything whatsoever to do with our finances, but we are just as wrong as we can be. There are all kinds of things that affect our finances that you can't do at the bank. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need to think about it. See, we don't think that way. But that's the way the Bible says it really is. Amen? We don't look at it that way. Remember, there's this prayer. It said, all right, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Heavenly Father, help me to see my world from your point of view. Amen. Amen? See, we don't think that our judgmentalism has anything to do with our finances or our health or anything else in our life. Case. So we need to rethink how we look at various aspects of our lives. Because obeying God matters in every aspect. You say, well, I'm tithing. Well, yes, that's good. But are you operating in mouth control? Think about that. When you go in your prayer closet, think about it. Think about it. If you're, okay, you're tithing and you're giving all, but you're a gossiper. Whenever there's gossip going around, you're right dab in the middle of it. Okay? cut back on your gossip and your tithing, and you're going, something just isn't right. But do you have a connection to witchcraft? Do you have a connection to witchcraft? What do you mean? Well, you know, one of those friends you've got that was okay when you all started out being friends. But later on down the line, they veered off. They left Jesus and started hanging out with a wrong person or a wrong group. And you're still hanging on to them instead of cutting yourself free. Well, that has an effect too, you know. Amos 3:3 says two can't walk together lest they be agreed. So if you're going to keep walking with them, that means you started walking in their backsliding and in their witchcraft with them. This is the way it works, saints. So when you go into your prayer closet, you ask God to show you where you're missing it. See, your brother is in witchcraft, and you're a Christian. You may witness to them. You may pray for them, but you can't walk hand in hand the way you did when you were growing up, because they're in Satan's kingdom as an act of their own will. And you're in God's kingdom as an act of your own will. Amen? Are we beginning to understand this a little better? I hope so. Because this is the way it is. Amen. And yes, if you keep on going in the wrong direction, it will affect your finances. See, the Bible tells you that you can't associate, cannot be in your inner circle with people that are not of like precious faith. There's a reason for this. Remember, Solomon married all those foreign wives and foreign women, and God warned him, they will turn your heart away from me. And sure enough, they did. You can't violate the word of God without getting in trouble. Corinthians tells you that Christ has no fellowship with Belial. Belial is a demon that will drag you out of Christianity into eternal damnation. That's his whole job and purpose. And yes, he's going to use other people that have some level of influence in your life. That's how it works. Amen? So we like understanding this a little better, I pray? I sure hope so. See, you can't just freely associate with any and everybody, because any and everybody they don't belong to Jesus. They're not in Christ Jesus. You can't have close to you in your inner circle folks that do not belong to Jesus Christ. They're not in Christ Jesus. You have a new family, the body of Christ, those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. I know you'll think about it some more. I believe you will. You see, when I got really, really serious about God, it cost me a whole slew of my friends, people I had known, oh, goodness, since before preschool. I had to let go of a lifetime full of friends and colleagues. Hello. And I couldn't sit there and bellyache and whine to Jesus, oh, I feel so lonely. Oh, I feel so. No, cannot do that. Amen? You've been brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. You're supposed to value that more than what you had before. Amen? All right, we're still growing in that. Come on, Jesus is going to help us all. Amen. You see, love works no evil toward his neighbor, either by word or by deed. Every lover of mankind, as he has opportunity, does good to all men, even your spouse or sibling, without any partiality or hypocrisy. He is full of mercy and good fruits. Amen. They told me long time ago not to expect too many Christians on this road to heaven, that we're going to really stick with Jesus. They told me a long time ago there are going to be plenty of times when you travel this road alone. Many name his name, but truly live for him, that's another story. Amen? And that's the way it is. That's the truth. And a lot of people run from it. A lot of people run from it. But one of my, consecration songs was, I decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen? That's the truth of this. The peace of God. Happiness as well as holiness is implied by a heart which is right toward God and man. Amen. So let's visit Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, verse 16. Acts chapter 24, verse 16. Amen. Acts chapter 24, verse 16. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void to offense toward God and toward men. To have always a conscience void to offense toward God and toward men. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. True religion is not only righteousness, but also peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. True religion is not only righteousness, but also peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which only God can give. The peace from the Prince of Peace. This peace the world cannot take away. It is this peace which passes all understanding, all logic, and all rational thinking. This peace, it is this peace which passes all understanding, all logic, and all rational thinking. So I was asking the Holy Spirit, who in the Bible did he want to use as an example of possessing this peace that we're talking about? So let's go to Job chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Job chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Job chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Amen. Job chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Then Job answered and said, how long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? We just talked about this. How long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye make yourselves strange to me. And be it indeed that I have erred, mine error remaineth with myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach. Now know now that God hath overthrown me and hath compassed me with his net. Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He has fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has destroyed me on every side, and I am gone. And mine hope hath he removed like a tree. He hath also kindled his wrath against me, and he counted me unto him as one of his enemies. His troops come together and raise up their way against me and encamp round about my tabernacle. He hath put my brethren far from me, and mine acquaintance are verily estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. They that dwell in mine house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife, though I entreated for the children's sake of mine own body. Yea, young children despised me. I arose, and they spake against me. All my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh. I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God, and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Some of you have read or heard about Job's trouble and his endurance of satanic attack. Yet in the midst of satanic attack, he proclaims the truth of God. See, he doesn't understand it the way we understand it. But he was under satanic attack. Yet in the worst part, in the full grips of satanic attack in his life, he proclaims the truth of God. Yea, that we would all be this courageous. That's serious. That we would all be this courageous. That's interesting. There is an old church hymn that I'm going to read the lyrics to. And I want you to listen the message. Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by many a foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe, that will not murmur nor complain beneath the chastening rod, but in the hour of grief or pain will lean upon its God. A faith that shines more bright and clear when tempests rage without, in danger knows no fear, in darkness feels no doubt. Lord, give me such a faith as this, and then whatever may come, I'll taste even now the hallowed bliss of an eternal home. Oh, for a faith that will not shrink. That was someone's prayer that came before us. Perhaps we can learn from it. Amen. This peace is a divine taste of the powers of the world to come. Natural man cannot know this peace from the things of the world. This peace is divinely given and spiritually discerned. This peace banishes all doubt, all painful uncertainty. It comes from the Holy Spirit bearing witness to the spirit of a Christian that he is indeed a child of God. This peace banishes all fear if we allow him to. This peace removes the fear of the anger of God. This peace removes the fear of hell. This peace removes the fear of the devil, and particularly the fear of death. The saint who has the peace of God desires, according to the will of God, to depart now to be with Christ. Joy. Let's talk about joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost follows this peace of God wherever it is fixed in the soul. Joy is put in the heart by the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who works in us, that calm, humble, rejoicing in God through Jesus Christ. It is by the Lord Jesus in whom we have now received this at-one-ment or atonement. This reconciliation with God. This making us one, reconnecting us to the true and living God. It is the Holy Spirit who enables us to boldly confirm the truth. Blessed is he whose transgression or unrighteousness is forgiven, whose sin is covered. It is the Holy Spirit who inspires the soul of the Christian with a solid joy that arises from the testimony of the Spirit that he is a child of God. It is the Holy Spirit who allows the Christian to rejoice with joy inexpressible in the hope of the glory of God. This joy, this happiness and holiness, joined in one, is known as the kingdom of God. It has also been referred to as the kingdom of heaven by Jesus Christ. It is the immediate fruit of God's work in the soul. As soon as God sets up his throne in our hearts, we are filled with this righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It is called the kingdom of heaven because it is a degree of heaven opened in our souls in this life. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in Jesus. God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in Jesus. The Christian who has Jesus reigning in his heart has life, everlasting life. Let's visit John, 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. On chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. You've read this recently. 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Verse 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 36. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 36. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 26. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 26. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Really, Pastor? Seriously, that's the way it is. Amen? So the Father and Son have life. You receive the Son, you have life. Amen? Amen. Amen. God, being made manifest in the flesh, has now set up his kingdom among men and reigns in the heart of his people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you get something out of this. If you miss anything, even the most, you know, fleeting thing, go back and recast the message so you can hear it and it can get deep down in your spirit. You see, we're going to go into some more turbulence. And you've got to have it deep, 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 deep down in you. All right? There's going to be plenty of turbulence ahead. You've got to be rooted in Christ. Amen? You remember, what was that? Was that the three pigs or the three somethings or other? One built his house with wood. And one built his house with something else, and another one built his house with bricks, I think. I don't remember them as well as I used to anymore. But the ones that didn't build their house on sturdy ground and built with something strong, straw, thank you, thank you, somebody is strong. Somebody remembers that better than me. Their house blew away when the storm came. You can't afford for your house to blow away in a storm. So you have to be rooted and grounded in Jesus, the solid rock. He's got to be the rock of your salvation. I don't remember if it was pigs or bears, but it was something. That was way back. Anyway. I haven't had, they were pigs? Okay, maybe they were pigs. I think the bears, yeah, and they had a wolf somewhere in the story. Somewhere. Who can remember all of that? It was to teach you a lesson. And the part I remembered was the lesson, not which animal it was. Somebody was eating. In another story, somebody was sleeping in somebody's bed, eating somebody's food, and I forgot. Something like that. Okay, so the wolf blew down the straw house and something else and something else. Okay, and the brick house stood up. Okay, very good. I know two different stories. We've now mixed them together. Praise the Lord. God will save us. Surely he will. Thank God we remember scriptures better than we do those stories. Okay, y'all, Joy is laughing at us, but that's okay, too. So, really? Okay, so we have stirred together two different stories. Two different stories. Okay, we'll get them separated before it's all over. Anyway. Oh, the pigs had a wolf, and the bears had Goldilocks. Okay, two different stories, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We'll get it straight before it's all over with. Amen. So, what I'm saying is we need to give serious consideration to all of the things the Lord talked about tonight. To us, he talked to us about loving our neighbor as ourselves, and he talked to us about our mouth. He talked about
how we handle what we call love. He talked about how we have attitudes that are just not him, but we think we're walking in love. And we have to think about these things. You see, the problem is sometimes we've read it in the Bible, but we didn't really meditate on it. And we have to meditate on it. We have to allow it to sink into us. And the light that is in the scriptures to shine on our souls and on our lives so we can see if we be in the faith. Because the Bible says to examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. So we have to allow for periods of self-examination. And as we do, we need to present those to the Lord so he can bring the needed correction in our lives. Amen? Because we want to be like Jesus. So we have to grow in the right way. Amen? Amen. And we can't keep hiding behind our old insecurities because we have a brand new life in Christ. We are new creatures in Christ. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get there. The Holy Spirit's going to help us and we're going to get there. Amen. We're going to get there. Don't give up. Don't give up and say, well, I just can't make. That's just not the truth. Other saints, they're just as human as we are, have, and we can too. Amen. Amen. Let's see. Area code 209. Hello?
I have never witnessed what I'm witnessing now. A party with a narrow majority in the House of Representatives, everything on the line in the country.
Hello?
This is why.
Hello?
Party. Yep. True.
Remember the big push last year, like Matt Gaetz, the House, Kevin McCarthy? Now, I pushed them.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I don't know who that was. But they were too busy having their conversation to listen to us. Area code 952, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi, thanks. How are you? I'm just calling, giving Lord thanks because he has moved mightily in my life, things that I didn't want to know about myself, but I thank him for it anyway because I had, like, false advertising of myself and certain things like, oh, I'm this, I'm that type of person, I don't do this, I don't do that. And the Lord was like, oh, really? And he just slapped it in front of my face, and I almost choked on my own self. No, but I give him thanks for it because I asked for it. We got to be clean. We can't half-step. I just saying, ain't no half-stepping with God. We got to come all the way, or we can't play with God. Yeah, no grandchildren. So I had to face these things. And number two, I would like some prayer. Which way God wants me to do to a car note or buy one flat out. I'm teeter-totting with that. But what I really desire is it would cost me to have a note, and that's the one I desire. But he did say he was going to give me the car that I desire, but I'm second-guessing and throwing self-flesh everywhere in there. So cause I'm looking for a prayer for that.
Okay, you need to fast for that, too.
Yes.
Because God is not the author of confusion. Amen? And your flesh is talking too loud.
Yes, it is. It's talking too
loud. And you
much.
Don't have to put a muzzle on it. Amen. Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
thank
we've
you.
All had this circumstance of sorts happen in our lives. Where we want one thing and we have a distinct impression that that's not the way you want to go, but it's what we want. So, Father, in my sister's weakness, help her to surrender her will totally to you and to take her hands off of it and let you take over and lead her in the path that you have for her. We take authority, dominion, and power over fleshly desires in Jesus' name. And we bind them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for releasing your will so that she will understand, receive, accept, submit, humble, and obey you.
Yeah.
Amen. And obey you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
The scripture that just came to me is there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Let me find it. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And I'm not quoting it perfectly, but that's about what it says. Brother Marshall, help me out. I need help from a friend.
Thank you, Brother Marshall.
I need help. I need help. I'm looking for the scripture.
Thank
I need
Lord.
Help. Okay, I need help. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your help. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, let me see if I can get it a little better than that. Because I might be mixing two scriptures.
This sounds all right.
Oh, here it is, Proverbs 14:12. There it is. Woo! Yep. Okay, by the time I stir them all together, there he is. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's what the scripture says. Proverbs
14,
chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25.
16.
And Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. In other words, what seems right to you seems right to you, but you don't know what the end of it is. God does.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
I am.
So you need to fast.
Yes. I really do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God's gonna put in his flesh on this because it had 40-some years of telling me what to do. And enough. I try to do too much at one time. That's a big problem, an area in my life. I have a big problem with trying to do too much at one time and then getting overwhelmed and then not doing anything.
Mm.
I wasn't usually like that, but the last 6 years, 6, 7 years, is a struggle. A struggle because I want to do so many things, that I do.
Okay.
I'm not doing anything.
Well, we're supposed to let the Lord order our steps, are we not?
Yes, we are.
Step doesn't mean all the steps at once. It means one step at a time. Isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, completely. Completely. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
It means one
Amen.
Step at a time. Remember that song about one day at a time, sweet Jesus?
Sweet Jesus. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One step at a time.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. And I'm thanking God for the work he's doing in my son and his family and whatever it was that he's dealing with. God is dealing with him, and he's coming around. Remember I told you the letters I wrote to each one? I wrote each person, whether I was in the wrong or not, I wrote them a letter of apology and asking for forgiveness, whether I was wrong or not. But it did a lot for me. It lifted my spirits a lot when I did that. So, but he's coming around. He's coming around and dealing with whatever his issues were. He's working. He's dealing with them. So I just continue to love him right where he's at and continue to be me.
Okay.
You know, and love him. So.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You see, once you did that, he could no longer blame things on you. You know, people blame you for things that are your fault or may not be your fault. But whatever he was blaming you with, he couldn't do it anymore. You pulled the rug from under it.
Yes. I finally obeyed the Lord and did that. I wrote four or five letters to different people, but I did it. Was it easy? No. But was it worth it? Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Every minute of it. So, thank you so much. And thank you, Saints, for your prayers. And I love you all.
We love
you,
too. You're welcome.
I'm still writing my letter now. Love you. Bye now.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Area code 770.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Hi, Dr. Sabrina. This is Kim.
Hey, Kim.
It's been a long time. I know that was God that you picked up. I have some physical issues, which I'm going to ask a prayer about, but I just want to praise God first because he's been so good. And I'm not just talking about the material things. I'm talking about just on how I have transformed, because when I first, you know, I backslid and I came back to the Lord, there were things that I was still struggling with to let go of and people. And I'm just glad that I could sit here today and stand here today and say that I don't want any of it. I'm totally like 100% for Jesus. You know, he's just good, and I just thank him for his mercy. I thank him that he saved me, but he didn't let me die when I was out in my sin. And I just glorify him, and I don't believe any lie of the devil where he was trying to tell me, oh, you're not really that saved, God is not hearing you. I mean, I went through that whole process. So I just want to praise the Lord for that and thank you and the entire ministry for your prayers for me, for my daughters, for my brother, and for my mom. So I'm thankful, and I just wanted to first say that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Like, you know, not everybody is in for the long run with prayer, especially when it comes to warfare. You know, you go to churches and nobody wants to touch it, you know, at all. So I'm very thankful for you. We've been through a lot as a family, and I don't know if we would have gotten through it without your prayers. So I'm very grateful. what I would like prayer for, first and foremost, is I've been being attacked with my back really bad, in my body, and, you know, my health. I had surgery and things like that. And I know partially it's because, you know, I had to move and I had to do some things, and there's some things that I probably could wait and not push and do, but my nature, I just start doing things. So just I want prayer for that. I'm also, my mom and I are traveling to see my brother for his birthday for just a day next week. I like, you know, prayer and wisdom with that as we go into that situation. And then two weird things happen at work. So I want to pray against the sabotage of, like, you know, my computer. Like, one of my jobs just kept typing. It was sending messages in different chats, and my boss messaged me. It was like, "You okay?" And it wouldn't stop. It was looking like my computer was on mute, and it wasn't. And, you know, it was just weird. And then something else happened with an email. So I want to pray over. We have two coyotes running around in my neighborhood, like in my yard where I just moved, and we have little dogs. So, yeah, I like prayer for that. So I know I asked for a lot. I'm sorry. But last but not least, I just want to get closer and do the work that God called me to do, because, I'm so excited.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. I'm going to have to ask you some questions. Okay, you're talking about being attacked with back problems.
Yes.
But when you decided to get up and do physical labor that you knew your body wasn't ready for, you opened yourself to that attack. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I accept that.
See, you have to ask permission from the Holy Spirit. You have to ask God for permission and grace to go into an area that you really know in the natural you're not supposed to be in.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
I repent of that.
Amen. And so
Amen.
You must repent. You have to repent of not seeking him first before you decided to do it. It may
yes.
have been that he would send someone to you to help, but no, you're headstrong, so you charged right in.
You're
Amen.
Correct. Amen. I repent.
Okay. This isn't just for her. It's for everybody else that does this too. You may repent right along with her. Amen. Amen. So, also, you had sabotage at work. So my question is, did you bind Bozy and the technology demon?
I did. Yes, I did. And I can tell you what I know, like, for one of the sabotage at work. I had took pain medicine for my back, and I was really dopey. And so that all stemmed from me doing something I wasn't supposed to do and then taking medicine and then being open for the enemy to make me not be that attentive.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now you have to remember to close your open door.
Yes,
and
yeah.
you have to remember – every time you, at the end of the day, you have to disconnect yourself from all of those spirits and entities and persons and events and situations that you ought to be disconnected from.
Yes.
You can't go around carrying a duffel bag of mess from every single day. By the end of the month, you won't be able to move.
Yeah, I can repent that I'm tired. Like, I try to help my mom. I try to help my brother. I try to help my girls. And I'm just doing everything everywhere. And I'm, like, mentally, physically drained.
Okay, well, that's a sin.
Yes.
Amen. You can only do what you can do. And actually, what you can do is what God gives you permission to do.
Correct.
See,
you're
moving
right.
out of this sense of duty and obligation. We all do this, and we all get into trouble. But you see, you have to come back and say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I desire to do something I know you don't want me to do. You want me to sit down and rest. But I got this
yes.
to do, this 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 to do, and this to do. And I don't see any way. So I'm asking you to extend your mercy to me and forgive me and release grace and allow my angels to help me.
Forgive me, Lord. Yes. Yes. I totally see it now that I'm talking about it more. And that's definitely me, and I repent.
You have angels. No, it's not their job to move furniture. But if you ask God to help you, they'll release strength to you. Remember when Jesus was finished fighting with the devil in the wilderness?
Yes.
It says and the angels ministered to him. They released strength to him.
Yes.
But if you don't ask for it, you may not get it.
You are absolutely correct. I can't say anything.
I know. It's okay. Your brothers and sisters are listening too. When you know that you're about to attempt something and you don't have what it takes, you must needs be call on God. That's what grace is for.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. I believe now we can pray.
Thank you for that.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. Correction is good. It helps.
It is. And I'm always open for it. I can't even, you know, resist it. I ask for help in prayer. I have to accept where I'm wrong, and I do.
Amen. Thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for reminding us that most of us are always wrong when we do what our sister did. And we do it frequently. We forget. As soon as we learn it, we forget it again. So thank you for your mercy, Father. And we ask you to continually remind her of the lessons that she learned tonight. That we have limits as humans. And when we desire to step beyond that, we must needs be called on you for grace. We must have the permission of the Godhead. And we must call on you and depend on you.
Yes, Jesus.
For grace.
Forgive me for not depending on you.
Lord, sometimes we're too self-willed for our own good. And we ask you to teach us how to walk more carefully in obedience to your will. Now, Father, we ask you to cover what our sister did that she should not have done and the rest of us too with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We erred because of our own anxiousness, our own sense of obligation, and our own sense of duty. But our first obligation is to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord, to cover the birthday trip. Get a very happy birthday for everyone in attendance. The birthday trip there and the birthday trip back. We ask for the angels to be in participation all the way there, all the way back. We thank you and we give you praise. And we ask you, Father, to keep all of us in remembrance of the lessons you've been teaching us tonight to depend on you.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
Give
you,
us
Lord.
The strength that we need to do the things we've been called to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. And the coyotes in my yard and with the dogs, I'm really concerned about. I called somebody to come.
You already have dominion and power over the animals in the earth.
Yes.
You can command those coyotes to leave and never return in Jesus' name. Now, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Good. Do that.
Okay, so should I not pay the person? Should I not pay the person to come catch them?
That's between you and the Lord.
Okay.
Okay, Pastor. I'm sorry. I'm so talking so much. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Oh, yeah, that's between you and the Lord, how you spend the money. But you have the authority from heaven to bind those coyotes up and to send them away from you forevermore in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I've been praying. They haven't been around the past couple of days.
And as far as the dogs, you can keep them in the house or in the yard or wherever.
Yeah, the yard is just wood. Yeah. Yes, but I take authority over it, and I stand firm, and I do need to pray over anxiousness for that, and I'm going to do better.
All righty.
Growth is coming. Thank you, sir. I love you.
All right. Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Where am I now, Lord? I'm going this way. Okay. Amen. What did I do, Jesus? I don't know. I will look here. Amen. Okay. Oh, the darn. Okay. You know, it's a blessing to serve the Lord. Where would we be without him? Amen. Where would we be without him? So, we're going to get started. I don't know if we're going to get all the way through all these adjudications, but we're going to get started. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning, in a shocking announcement, the National Toxicology Program has announced that it will no longer investigate any evidence linking cell phone radiation to harm caused in animals or people. Even though this very type of research is why the NTP exists, the agency has decided that from here on out, it will never again even attempt to study whether or not cell phone radiation harms people and their pets. There's no scientific explanation or justification for this sudden reversal, says Deborah Davis, a former senior advisor to the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services. According to the NTP, it is simply too hard to study the negative effects of cell phone radiation, or as they put it, conducting radio frequency radiation studies is too technically challenging and more resource intensive than expected. Davis says this is not a valid excuse. Otherwise, the NTP could claim this same thing about every other type of research it conducts. I smell a rat. Everything that we know for sure causes cancer in people will produce it in animals when adequately studied, Davis added. The last time the NTP even attempted any type of research into cell phone radiation was back in 2019 when it developed a novel small-scale RFR exposure system. In the process of developing that system, the NTP abruptly stopped all research, leaving only completed research on highly outdated 2 and 3G frequencies and nothing for the more modern 4G LTE and 5G technologies used on most smartphones. Davis is dumbfounded by the decision, seeing as how she helped make recommendations for the NTP concerning how to develop its test chambers. Since it takes years for such studies to be planned, Davis said, it is beyond my comprehension at this point why the NTP suddenly stopped setting up the trial. The NTP claims that its work on the small-scale exposure systems and accompanying research has been completed, and that the full results will be posted on the agency's website only when internal reviews are finished. Well, it's been 5 years, though, and there is still nothing published on the 2019 trial. In 2018, the NTP published the results of two-year toxicology studies showing clear evidence of a link between 2G and 3G cell phone radiation and cancer tumors in male rats. Follow-up research in 2019 likewise showed DNA damage in the brain, liver, and blood cells of exposed rodents. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration had originally requested to oversee these studies as they were conducted, but the FDA has since dismissed the NTP's findings entirely. In 2019, the Federal Communications Commission approved the latest 5G technologies using outdated 1996 radiation standards. 5G did not even exist in 1996, just to be clear. To help pull the wool over America's eyes, the FDA anonymously produced an unreviewed document in 2020 that it claims supports the safe use of 5G technology. The Environmental Health Trust sued the FCC for this travesty, resulting in a 2021 U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia circuit ruling against the FCC. It was determined that the FCC acted improperly and illegally by relying on the outdated 1996 wireless radiation exposure limits. The court found the FCC ignored evidence that radiation below its current limits can cause adverse health effects besides cancer, noting that the FCC also failed to respond to comments about the environmental harm caused by radiation, reports explained. The court ordered revised standard accounting for the EHT's records on risk to children and the environment. So, Father, we want to thank you and the righteous judge for your adjudications, unveilings, and interventions concerning such. In Jesus' name, amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning, just because it is out of the news cycle, at least for now, does not mean the gas stoves are out of the crosshairs of the climate change cult, which I bind in Jesus' name. Quietly and without national attention, the global warming crowd is still concocting plans to outlaw gas stoves because they fear those tiny flames are heating up the air or something. And the psychopaths who believe this hold more sway over government policy than probably many believe. Just the other day, researchers from Purdue University quietly published a study claiming that cooking on a gas stove produces up to 100 times more dangerous particles than a car exhaust pipe. People should learn to tell the truth. The New York Post ran with the bogus study, calling it terrifying. These super tiny nanoparticles are so small that you're not able to see them, claimed Associate Professor Brandon Bohr from Purdue's Lyell School of Civil Engineering. They're not like dust particles you would see floating in the air. After observing such high concentrations of nanocluster aerosol during gas cooking, we can't ignore these nano-sized particles anymore, Bohr continued. If Bohr is so personally bothered by these invisible, non-detectable, and thus non-existent nanocluster aerosols, then he is welcome to cook with subpar and typically far more expensive electric, if he so chooses. If any of Bohr's conspiracy theories about gas stoves were real, one would think that humanity would have died off long ago, seeing as how gas stoves were invented back in 1826. There has been the occasional accident due to faulty installation, writes William M. Briggs on his Science is Not the Answer Substack. On the other hand, gas serve as good places to stick reporters' heads. They also serve as nifty plot devices in murder movies. Given the humongous numbers of uses of gas stoves over nearly two centuries, if there were systematic ill health effects wreaked using them to scramble your eggs, the world would surely have noticed by now. Since we haven't seen them, we can conclude that any effects are buried in the nose or non-existent or far outweighed by the many benefits gas stoves bring. It turns out that the aforementioned study is completely bogus. The way Bohr and his colleagues set it up used what Briggs describes as a dinky house, which probably doesn't match the domiciles of most readers. Bohr and his team then married their air sucker with an aerosol general dynamic equation to provide fundamental insights into the size-dependent behavior of NCA in indoor atmospheres. In other words, Bohr set up an unrealistic model that appears to have been purposely constructed in such a way as to produce the scariest sounding finding. In a real life setting, any combustion particles produced by gas disperse quickly, rendering them non-detectable and thus non-existent for all intents and purposes fairly quickly. Shame on the New York Post for spreading this propaganda. And shame on Bohr and his colleagues for devising it. The study, so-called, is just fear-mongering nonsense that deserves to be ignored. Instead, climate fanatics everywhere will prop it up as proof that gas stoves need to go. There is nothing in this paper, just some equations and descriptions of the use of air suckers and the likes, Briggs says. It doesn't describe ordinary households. It only says what everybody knew it would say, but it will still be used as ammunition in the climate change propaganda wars, which means readers can look forward, though not with pleasure, to us reviewing these studies claiming gas stoves cause various maladies. We want to thank the spirit of truth, and we want to thank the truth for bringing forth righteous adjudication in such circumstances. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. Democrats are not the only ones trying to stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency in 2024. Rhino Republicans, meaning Republicans in name only, are conspiring with each other to block Trump through any means, even by resigning in order to cause the Republican Party to lose its majority in Congress. The same type of thing happened in 2018 during the midterms when, as Revolver puts it, rhinos bowed out in the droves, handing over the reins of the House to the Democrats on a silver platter. Also, they could take a couple of swings at impeaching President Trump. On X, Charlie Kirk announced that Representative Ken Buck is quitting his post, which will leave Republicans with just one seat, with just a one-seat majority. This was also confirmed by Newsweek and other media sources. Rhino Ken Buck has made it painfully clear that he's part of a four-man scheme to stop President Trump, even when he's duly elected for a third time by We the People, Revolver explains. They plan to resign before 2024 so that Democrats will be in charge of the House and control the certification process. If you've ever questioned the reality of the Uniparty, let this be your wake-up call. It's alive, kicking, and using every ounce of its energy to fight the people. Rumors are also circulating that Buck and other rhinos in Congress are planning to use the Let's Abandon Our Majority maneuver to not only block Trump from the White House again, but also to put an end to MAGA, Make America Great Again, lawmakers winning office. I smell a rat. The Hill reported that Buck is rejecting the notion that his early departure from Congress was calculated to thwart Representative Lauren Boebert's electoral ambitions in the 4th Congressional District. Buck's early departure means there now has to be a special election to fill his seat, a move that Boebert called weak sauce and a gift to the Uniparty. The establishment concocted a swampy backroom deal to try to rig an election. I'm winning by 25 points, Boebert said in a statement, which Buck calls ridiculous. According to Buck, he has done his very best to stay out of the primary election, claiming that he is acting in impartiality. I wonder if he gets paid to do that. Anyway, try as he might to frame his early departure as nothing sinister, Buck was written about by Occupy Democrats as well, which admitted that the move couldn't be worse for Lauren Boebert because she was running to defeat Buck in November. Since Boebert is plagued with scandals and has made a lot of enemies within the party, the Colorado Sun predicts that they may end up not choosing Boebert, Occupy Democrats reported. To make matters even worse for Boebert, the Colorado Sun also reports that she will have to resign her current congressional in order to be eligible to run in the special election because Colorado law bans candidates from running for more than one office at a time. One thing is clear from all this. The establishment has pretty much given up on President Biden having any chance at all of winning this fall. Otherwise, they would not be going to such great lengths to stop Trump. Instead, they've gone all in, placing every single one of their rotten, stinking eggs in the Stop Trump basket. Revolver says Dems, hand in hand with their rhino allies, are on a mission to dismantle MAGA and block President Trump from returning to the White House, no matter the cost to the country and the American people. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications and judgments and interventions and answers and solutions to these matters in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You know, if you can't smell a rat now, you're congested. Amen. I need to take a sip of juice for a moment. Amen. See, I want to remind you of something in case you have forgotten. The Republican Party did not support Mr. Trump the first time around. They decided that they did not want him campaigning with them or for them. They didn't want to have anything whatsoever to do with him, if you remember correctly. In fact, some of them went to extremes in that matter. He won because of we the people in God. And I don't expect it to be much different this time. Because Congress, to tell you the truth, only God can take care of that mess. Actually, the American people can by throwing most of them out of there. But God, he'll do the work. If we ask him to, he'll do the work. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, you see, Rhino, Nikki Haley, she has to sign going in the same thing everybody else that goes in has to sign, saying that if they don't come out the winner, they will endorse the candidate, the person who wins all the delegates. Well, she decides she can renege on that. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's what you do with this, what would you do with something far more important? If you're not faithful with this, how can I expect you to be faithful with something else? Not to mention she didn't even carry her own state, which doesn't speak well. But anyway, let's go on. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning London Real Estate Brokerage, EGRE, has fired one of its agents after Ukrainian activists who argued that she should be punished for voting for Russian President Vladimir Putin. So you see, this spirit, this attitude is all over the world. It's all over the world. This woman voted legally for Russian President Vladimir Putin, but she should be punished for that, this Ukrainian thinks. The three-day election in Russia saw Putin win 87% of the vote, according to the official tally published on Monday. Russians living abroad were also able to cast their ballots at embassies and consulates, including in the UK. The queue outside the embassy in London drew the attention of one Nazar Smyk, who lives in the UK and describes himself as a buyer of equipment for the Ukrainian military. Not all Russians are oppositionists, he wrote on X, formerly Twitter, on Sunday. There are also, he was being derogatory, such as Yulia Vorobova. She openly votes for Putin while living in London. Do you know what happens to supporters of war? A follow-up post showed that SMYK claimed to be screenshots of this lady's Instagram, in which she purportedly said she was on the way to cast her vote at the embassy despite the pouring rain. When Western media think we Russian people don't vote for Putin, well, we do. One of the captions from the screenshot said, "Mission accomplished," another read. SMYK, that's the Ukrainian activist with his nose in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just not right. Because he called her some bad things. That's not very nice. Amen. A follow-up showed that Ukrainian claimed to have these screenshots of her Instagram. I'm like, well, why would you do that? Then the Ukrainian posted the address of her employer with a call to show Yulia what she needs to be responsible for. When the lady made her account private, the Ukrainian called her a dumb, never mind, and said it was too late. We will bad word you and the company you work for, he added. On Tuesday, the Ukrainian posted a letter he received from the company revealing that this lady had been dismissed. It has recently come to our attention that one of our consultant agents, Yulia, has posted a pro-war message on social media, the company said. Yulia is no longer associated with our company. The Ukrainian also said he had spoken with her company's owner, and that in order to show its pro-European position, the company will donate funds for the humanitarian needs of Ukrainians through the British Ukrainian Fund, as well as vetting any new hires, presumably to ensure they aren't Russians with unapproved political beliefs. Unapproved political beliefs? Okay. After Russia launched its military operation in Ukraine in February 2022, the U.S. and its allies moved to ban Russian officials, plants, animals, artists, and even certain letters of the alphabet, all in an effort to show their support for the government in Kiev. So we want to just judge for his adjudications concerning such. You know, Lord, some people aren't even fair, much less truthful. So, we just trust the Lord, saints. You know, when persecuted, we know what to do. Amen. Brother Marshall, it's prayer time.
Father, you said they're not always to pray and not to faint, not to give up. You said if the unjust judge won't hear the widow lady that was deprived of her what was rightfully hers, Lord, that by her persistence, even he would give in and say, okay, enough of this. But, Lord, you're the righteous judge. You're the judge of all. And we come before you, Father God, in all these different situations that Pastor Sabrina has read through and Brother Bill was so kind to post, and we ask for your intervention, adjudication, each one of these individual items that Pastor Sabrina has just read through, Father God, in Jesus' name, including all the nonsense about the supposed toxicity of, what was it? Was it about the, which was the first one here? Oh, so many different things. Concerning not needing to check the possible dangers of 4G and 5G new cell phones, Father, and Jesus, not to mention the connections with the towers, because those connections are not just constant, that 5G can be tweaked and adjusted, as we've heard elsewhere, and I don't know if that's 100% true, but I believe it probably is. So, Father God, it's interesting that when the so-called coronavirus, the Wuhan thing happened, they just activated the 5G towers. It may have nothing to do with what some people call a virus, and that may be just a poison, because virus means venom. Maybe they touched something. Maybe something got into people, and maybe that something was activated by the 5G towers. I don't know if they had to go through their phones or not go through their phones. I have no idea. But, Lord, you said we're not supposed to touch any unclean thing. Are computer keys unclean? I don't know. But, Father, we ask you to sanctify and bless all that we're privileged to touch and take advantage of, especially the body of Christ, and grant us your wisdom and discernment. And you said no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. We ask for adjudications in every one of these situations. But first and foremost, Lord, we repent, renounce all of our personal sins and iniquities, Father God, in Jesus' name. Because you said the curse calls this shall not come. And there's a lot of people. So whatever you accuse somebody else of, you're guilty of yourself. And it says we're supposed to examine our own selves and see if, you know, we're looking at a little speck in somebody else's eye. Do I have a sequoia tree coming out of my eye? I've been there, done that more than once. I've been there really accusing somebody. And I thought I knew something, and I found out I really didn't know. And, Father, you said in your word, over in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, starting on verse 28. You said, if there be dearth in the land, or pestilence, or locusts, and I hear that with the so-called business coming up on April, what is it? April 8th, with the so-called, blocking of the sun for, a little less than 5 minutes, that some, how much of locusts are coming out of the ground, or locusts or caterpillars, or not to be in fear about it, it's not a problem, you've created locusts, or caterpillars, or the enemy besiege them in the cities of their land. Some people have been besieged by the enemy in their own lands. Whatsoever sore, whatsoever sickness there be, whether it be people are sick of not being able to want to be honest and straightforward with the people about the dangers of their cell phones or any other thing, then whatsoever prayer or supplication whatsoever shall be made of any man, including of thy people Israel, and shall spread forth his hands in this house. Hey, we found out we're supposed to be your house. It says, we're your house if we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We don't waver. We thank you, Lord, for planting your incorruptible seed in us. We thank you for filling us with your good spirit. Then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place and forgive. Because your dwelling place is not the third temple they want to build in Jerusalem. No, no, no. Your dwelling place is in heaven. Then render unto every man according to his ways whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men. All these different people, the rhinos, the uniparty people, all those different people, if Biden's even a real man in his earthly body still, I have no clue. One of his doubles, even the doubles that are standing up to be pretend to be him. And even, I think Donald Trump probably even has a double to protect him, Father God, or for whatever purposes. Somebody once said that he thinks that the so-called Donald Trump out there doing the golf may be a different Donald Trump. I don't know. That, but we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. We pray for those who despitefully use us, Father God, trying to mislead us, Father God, including concerning the safety of electronic devices from cell phones and everything else, that they may fear thee to walk in thy ways so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, he's not Jewish, which is not of thy people Israel, but cometh from a far country, maybe Ukraine, from a far country, maybe Egypt, maybe Afghanistan, maybe China, cometh from maybe Venezuela, cometh from a far country for thy great name's sake and thy mighty hand and stretched out arm. If they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from heaven, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger called to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee. Because your name is the name above all names, above the name of Satan, certainly is above the name of every political leader in every nation, not just Putin, not just Xi, not just whoever his name is, the Chinese leader, not just Macron, every leader in every nation. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us all and saving us all for your name's sake. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for raising Christ Jesus at your right hand. He's at your right hand, and he ever lives to make intercession for us. Help me to know what to do, Lord. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally to praise him. Thank you for showing me, Lord, because I don't know how to do this electronic business, Father God. But we ask for adjudication, every one of these things. You gave Jesus all power in heaven and earth. He's the Lord of all, King of kings and Lord of all. It's also concerning the business about the gas stoves being, oh, terrible, terribly awful, awful. Well, we bind every spirit of ungodly mind control and all the spirits being used by the psychopaths to try to control people with fear. Oh, I have to get rid of my gas stove. Because why? Because if the electric grid goes down for a short time, which, who knows? Lots of excuses. I mean, you could have a solar flare that can do that. You could have political parties in different nations that might want to do that. Father God, if the gas goes off, how are they going to cook, boil their water? Maybe some people have, you know, a nice little camp stove or something else, or they have a little place outside. They can make a little thing with wood, and maybe they got lots of extra wood stocked up. But some people live in apartments, and they just depend on whatever stove they have. So, Father, we thank you for helping us to know what to do and granting us your wisdom and discernment. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it will be given him. So we ask for your wisdom to know what to do. And send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to all these people trying to spread psychological rumors and lies, Father God. We bind every spirit of idolatry, including from the global warming, cooling, change cult in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:18-20, because you said, if two of you on earth you touch anything else, it shall be done in my Father's in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we ask you to loose your angels, Father God, to watch over all your saints, to protect them and deliver us all, Father God. Loose the Holy Ghost to make conviction on all those, not just in the body of Christ, but yes, me too, and all those in the body of Christ. We need to be repenting of things, Father God, but especially the multitudes in the valley of decision, including those that have been blackmailed or those that are going along with the global climate change nonsense, Father God, in Jesus' name, to actually find out the truth. Because a lot of people just just listen to the, oh, your carbon dioxide, you have to stop that. How do plants survive? Don't they need carbon dioxide to produce things? And aren't plants kind of useful? Aren't they kind of useful for what? Oh, they produce things that produce food for what? Even to make grains for chickens to eat. Some people like to eat chickens. Oh, no, I'm a vegetarian. Well, if you're a vegetarian and there aren't any plants to eat, that's the problematic, isn't it? Isn't it, Father? But you said you'll provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We ask for adjudications of the righteous judge concerning all the outright ridiculousness of the rhinos, including the business that Pastor Sabrina read through about Representative Ken Buck from Colorado, who apparently decided to step down to make it less likely for the Republican Congress to remain intact in Washington, D.C., in that district of corruption. We ask for adjudications, Father God, and your protection for all the standing for the truth as much as they know how and as far as they go. And we pray for those in authority, Father God. You told us to do that, Father God, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, not just those that are currently in authority, but those that will be in authority, including not just this Ken Buck person and whoever the person is that might be taking his place. I don't know who that lady is, Father God. I don't know where her heart is. You're the only one. Well, you just read that. You're the one who knows the hearts of all men. And you said in 1 Timothy 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, first step, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in authority, including for those that will be leaders of every nation, not just the United States, as long as they're allowing us to be a nation, the so-called globalists who think they're trying to get rid of nation states, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Thank you. One God,
what's the lady in the United Kingdom?
Pastor. Isaiah 51:5. My righteousness here, yeah, my salvation is on mine arm. Jesus, you're at the arm. You're the strength of the Lord. You're the right hand of the Father. And if Father God cut off his right arm to rescue us all from death, hell, destruction, mind control, and we thank you, Father. He began a good work in each of us to bring on salvation, bring all the descendants to every leader, including pagan Christians, and the Christian Donald Trump. He has been delivered each month from the nation of pride and presumption.